Okay, I'm going to call this conference committee meeting to order. The time is currently 4:40 p.m. on Friday, June 11th, 2021. For us today is House Bill 69 and House Bill 71. And members present are Senator Stedman, Vice Chair, Senator Bishop, Senator Olson, Representative Merrick, Representative Lebon, and myself, Representative Foster, Chair. And I'd like to invite Lexi Painter, Director of the Legislative Finance Division, to join us at the table. Today we'll be addressing open items in HB 69 and HB 71 based on the motion sheets dated June 11th. And these sheets include items for the Department of Health and Social Services, debt service, fund capitalization. We'll also take up items in the FY 21 supplemental operating budget for the Departments of Environmental Conservation and Law. So going to the first department, Department of Health and Social Services, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Health and Social Services budget. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, Senate. Item number three, House. Item number four, House. Item number five, House, both items. Item number six, House, modify to one-time increment. Item number seven, House, both items. Item number eight, House. Item number nine, House. Item number 10, Senate. Item number 11, House. Item number 12, House, both items. Item number 13, House, both items. Item number 14, Senate, plus 206,400. Item number 15, House, both items. Item number 16, House, modify fund source swap 1246, recidivism fund to 1004 UGF. Item number 17, House, modify to read, it is the intent of the legislature that 3.4 million of general funds, in addition to the level of funding allocated in FY21, be used to support Alaska Native tribes and tribal organizations participating in the Alaska Tribal Child Welfare Compact and the Office of Children's Services to provide the services outlined in the compact. Item number 18, House. Item number 19, House. Item number 20, House. Item number 21, House, all items. Item number 22, Senate, modify plus 264,100 Fed, plus 22,400 UGF. Item 23, Senate, modify plus 57,700 GF match. Item 24, Senate, modify plus three positions plus 155,300 UGF plus 12,800 SDPR. Item number 25, Senate, modify plus one position plus 67,200. Item 26, Senate. Item 27, House. Item 28, House. Item 29, Senate. Item 30, Senate. Modify plus 51 positions plus 894,300 Fed plus 858,200 GF match. Item 31, Senate, both items. Item 32, Senate, both items. Item 33, House. Item 34, Senate, both items. Item 35, open. Item 36, open. Item 37, House. Item 38, Senate, both items. Item 39, Senate, both items. Item 40, Senate, modify plus $17.5 million GF match. Excuse me. Item 41, Senate. Item 42, open. Item 43, open. Item 44, open. Item 45, open. Item 46, open. Item 47, open.
Okay, thank you, Senator Stidman. That's got to be one of the longer motions I've heard. Do we have any objections to any of the items in the Department of Health and Social Services?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, a few.
Okay, and Representative Lebon, if you could list the item numbers that you have an objection to.
Well, we can go through them one at a time if you'd like, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. We'll do that.
If I could, beginning on item number six. This is one time only, as I understand, and increased funding for behavioral health treatment and recovery grants. And could I have a little bit of additional information on where these grants are funded, what programs are being funded?
Sure, Representative Lebon. And if I could just also maybe ask for clarification, some of these in the governor's original budget, he had not included some of the funds. And so I don't know that this is all an increase. I think part of it is just bringing it back to a flat funding level. So, Mr. Painter, if you could maybe address both of those questions.
Sure, briefities.
Briefities. Conference committee back on record at 4:48 p.m. Mr. Painter.
For the record, Alexei Painter, Legislative Finance Division. So the item six is an increase over the governor's budget. There was a reduction in this item in the FY21 budget of about $12 million. So this is a partial restoration of that level. There was not, it's not restoring a decrease that was new this year. So it's partially restoring last year's decrease.
Representative Lebon.
Yes, I'm just curious about the programs themselves, if that's available. Or is that just not known at this time? Or is it general funding for a variety of program recipients? I'm just curious.
Mr. Painter.
Chair, Representative Lebon. The Behavioral Health Treatment Recovery Grants go to a wide variety of recipients, and this increase did not specify a subclass of those recipients.
Okay, thank you for that explanation. And through the chair, on item number seven, is the funding a designated fund source? And what's the source of the funding into that program to fund item number seven?
Mr. Painter.
Through the chair, Representative Lebon, the designated fund source is the Alcohol and Other Drug Treatment Fund, Treatment and Prevention Fund, funded with tobacco or alcohol taxes, excuse me. That $500,000 is available because of a reduction that the in the House budget to a grant in the mental health budget that is also that is being eliminated. So that freed up $500,000 of this alcohol funding that is being used to offset unrestricted general funds in this place.
Representative LeBon.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Painter, for that. And if I could move on to item 10.
Okay.
Could you provide a little bit of additional detail? It reads hospital funding to support hospital-based mental health care, and just looking to understand where, which programs, that type of background information.
Mr. Painter?
We have a brief at ease.
Brief at ease. Okay, conference committee back on record, 4:53 p.m. We will ask our HESS legislative finance expert to come up to the table. And Kelly Cunningham, if you could just put yourself on the record.
Yes, through the chair, my name is Kelly Cunningham with Legislative Finance.
Okay. Thank you. And if you could maybe speak to, that was item number 10, which was the disproportionate share hospital funding.
Through the chair, so there was a three-year multi-year that addressed disproportionate share hospital funding for $14 million. It expired last year. Disproportionate share hospital DSH funding is intended to cover hospitals for uncompensated mental health care. The majority that goes to Alaska goes to the API facility, and there are a few other hospitals that can use that funding as well. This increment adds $7 million, $3.5 million in this allocation, and $3.5 million in a future one that we'll get to on the motion, or I believe you just went through that. So total of $7 million to pick up where the multi-year left off.
Great, thank you. Representative LeBon, do you have any further questions on number 10?
Oh, I just was looking for additional background information. I appreciate that. So moving on, they're looking on to, there are several items beginning with number 18, 19, and 20. Just looking for a little bit of background, the depth of the problem and the need for actions to retain employees in the children's services area, just maybe help define the problem and the reason for this type of program funding.
And Ms. Cunningham or Mr. Painter, do either of you? Ms. Cunningham?
Through the chair, the overarching nuance with the issue was there is a retention problem in OCS, frontline social workers. They have struggled to keep the workers, the PSS, the caseworkers, on for more than 2 years, and so the department and the legislature have tried to work with OCS to come up with strategies to maintain staff. So this funding is intended to provide bonuses and a few other strategies to retain employees.
Representative LeBon.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that additional background because it is a problem and it needs identifying and work to correct that situation. On items 22 and 23, is the funding sources for those items being moved to federal funding sources? Am I reading that correctly?
And this is regarding circles of support. Ms. Cunningham?
Through the chair, the circles of support items, I believe the department is reducing some of the funding. There's actually three allocations that the grant impacts. Some of the elements of the program are working and some haven't been working as well for the department. And so they are reducing two of the allocations and I believe eliminating funding in one of them. However, the department says that they can provide the services through another grant and that the providers won't be impacted.
And thank you for that explanation. Is the funding grant source federal or state?
It is a mix of federal and state funding.
It's a mix. Okay, thank you. If I could go on, thank you, Mr. Chairman, for this indulging me. There are a lot of items on Department of Health and Social Services. On item 29, this was intent language that originated from the House. And could I look for a little bit of explanation why the intent language was not left into the budget?
We'll take a brief at ease here. All right, conference committee back on record at 5:03 p.m. And after conferring with our folks here, and I don't sit on the HESS subcommittee, but my understanding is that the intent language is asking us to revisit long-term vacant positions and explore changes in response to technological efficiencies. And this budget is the FY22 budget, and so this intent language is a little bit maybe out of place because it speaks to things that are beyond this FY22 budget, and we're focused on the FY22 budget before us. So with that, this is maybe a little bit of a cleanup in terms of trying to keep the budget tight and the language tight. So with that, Representative LeBon, I don't know if that helps to answer the question.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It just seemed like a good goal to do a deeper dive into vacant positions, but we can remember that for next budget cycle and improve on the language. And with that, I am completed with my questions, and I would remove any objections. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Representative LeBon. Do we have further objections, Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you look at item 16, you got insufficient money to go ahead and cover the $3.4 million. Yes, item 16.
Item number 16 is the Alaska Tribal Child Welfare Compact. Okay.
It's over on the right. It talks about there's insufficient funding in the Recidivism Reduction Fund to fully cover both increments. How do you plan on covering it then?
Okay, and Senator Olson, my understanding is that this is going to be funds swapped over to UGF, but if I could get the official, Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, yes, the conference committee item was to change the fund source to unrestricted general funds, mm-hmm. So that resolved the fund source issue with the previous fund source.
And the reason for that is?
The House and Senate both appropriated those same funds for different purposes. So in resolving the differences between the two budgets, the conference committee had to choose which one was able to use the recidivism reduction funds, and the other item had to use UGF.
No further question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, and you remove your objection.
I'll move my objection to that. I got the question on number 37 and 38, mm-hmm. with the medical officer being transferred from public health over to the commissioner's office. What was the reason for that? It looked like it's expending, or we're spending more money now.
Right, and we're taking a Senate position on that. I don't know if somebody would like to speak to that, or Mr. Painter, if you've got some of the background on that.
Senator Olson, through the chair, the two linked items are actually items 34 and 38, so those funding sources equal each other between those two items, and it's just a transfer of a position from one area of the department to another area.
Okay, and it's a medical doctor that's being transferred?
Senator Olson, through the chair, yes. This is the chief medical officer.
I'm assuming he's in favor of it.
She's
in favor of it.
I can't speak to Dr. Zink's preferences.
I keep him happy one way or the other. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No further. I'll withdraw any objection.
Okay. And hearing no further objections, the motion with regard to the Department of Health and Social Services has passed. And that next takes us over to the debt service item. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in debt service appropriations. Item number one, Senate.
Okay.
Could I object, Mr. Chairman?
Sure, Representative LeBon.
Yes, just for sake of discussion, I would object to, this appears to be authority to pay debt service in anticipation that revenue anticipation notes might be issued in the next fiscal year. Am I reading that correctly?
That is correct. Yes, this is with regard to revenue anticipation notes. The Department of Revenue is hoping to have another tool in their toolbox.
And if I may, Mr. Chairman, I'm just wondering why we would not afford them this additional tool in their toolbox.
And just speaking personally, my thought was if they asked for this in terms of if there's a scenario that came up in the future, that would be something that was available. And maybe from my standpoint, and there might be some differences of opinion here, but from my standpoint, I just thought if they demonstrated or identified a clear and compelling need, then that was something that we could certainly take up, whether it be in the it would be in the next session come next January. But I don't know if there are any other Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, we have that issue in the Finance Committee in the Senate. We'll be looking at it in January.
Okay.
Or February or March.
Okay. Representative LeBron?
Yeah, so if I'm understanding the explanation, we're not closing the door to the option, the potential option of issuing revenue anticipation notes. We're just awaiting the process to play out next session as to the authority to do so. So with that understanding, if I'm correct, then I would remove my objection.
Okay, the objection has been removed. Any further objections? Seeing none, the motion with regard to debt service has passed, and so that next takes us over to fund capitalizations. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in fund capitalizations. Item number one, open. Item number nine, Senate. Item number 10, Senate.
Okay. And we have any objections?
Can I object, Mr. Chairman?
Absolutely. Representative LeBron.
Yes. On items 9 and 10, the request, and this was under the House proposal, was to grant federal receipt authority for the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. And by selecting the Senate option, we're not allowing for receipt authority from a federal receipt authority for the Alaska Gas Development Corporation. Would that be correct?
That's correct.
And I guess my question is, why would we be opposed to granting federal receipt authority to the Alaska Natural Gas
Development Corporation?
Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's not ripe for the moment. If they have a potential of receiving federal funds, we've been waiting 40 years to build a gas line. I don't think there'll be a problem with that. There's a lot of interconnections in our tax code and other implications that we may have and we need to be fully aware of, possibly modify some stuff before we have gas to market anyway. So this issue was, in my opinion, premature. We'll be working on this in the future. And again, if there's a legitimate proposal on the table, the legislature, I'm sure, would take pretty immediate action in special session dealing with the gas line.
And I guess just to say that in another way, at least from the discussions that I've had with folks, if there is money coming towards this project, the legislature might want to know what kind of strings are attached, what the conditions are, and then as Senator Stedman has noted, we could move fairly quickly if that was something that was favorable to us. But I think the desire was to maybe have a look at what the deal was before accepting the money and being committed. So. With that, Representative LeBron.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I guess there's two ways of looking at this, whether you're fearful of the strings that might be attached with federal receipt authority and whether we want to encourage the development and send a message that Alaska is looking to move forward on developing our resources. And I guess I look at it the latter way, that it just makes the statement that Alaska is looking to develop our resources, and the Alaska LNG project is one of those ways to develop our resources. So I would encourage that we send that type of signal, whether it's in this budget or within the very near future through actions of the House or Senate. We need to send the message that we're open for business. And that was my hope in seeing this intent language remain in the budget.
Okay. Do you maintain your objection, or are there any further discussions? I guess first, I don't hear any. Do you maintain your objection, Representative LeBon?
I will remove my objection.
Okay, the objection has been removed. Hearing no further objections, these items, or the motion with regard to fund capitalizations, has passed. So now we will move over to the supplemental operating budget items. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Environmental Conservation's budget. Item number two, House, modify to read. It is the intent of the legislature that the Department of Environmental Conservation submit recommendations on how to reduce the cost of shellfish testing for both the industry and the state to the Legislative Finance Division and Finance Committee co-chairs by December 1st, 2021.
Okay. Hearing no objections, the motion with regard to Department of Environmental Conservation has passed. And that next takes us over to the Department of Law. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Conference Committee adopt the following in the Department of Law's budget. Item number one, Senate, modify, add intent to read. It is the intent of the legislature that no funds be used from this appropriation for any action that may erode existing federal or state subsistence rights or any action relating to the interpretation of Janus versus AFSCME.
Okay. And I don't hear any objections. So with that, the motion with regard to the Department of Law has passed. And that is all of the items before us. And so if there is nothing else to come before this committee, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adjourn the conference committee.
Okay, the conference committee will be adjourned at 5:16 p.m. Thank you.